Absolutely. I mean, we've heard about police forces doing all sorts of things in order to try and reduce the numbers. A lot of things are being dealt with on the spot. So, you know, of course, some children commit crimes, and they commit very occasionally serious crimes, and those children are still being arrested. But many of the children who were being arrested, say back in 2010, when in Kent the number of child arrests was about 7,500, you know, now it's under 4,000. A lot of those children being arrested 4 years ago were not doing anything that, you know, they were misbehaving, they were getting into trouble, but it was behaviour that perhaps in the home would be dealt with by parents or at school by teachers. And because it was happening in the streets, the police were getting involved, and that's understandable, but the police are perhaps not always the best agency to actually then deal with the issue. So if children are out in the streets drinking late at night, that might well be, well, it's certainly an issue for parents, but if parents aren't available, then it's almost certainly an issue for social services to discover what's going on there. And the police aren't actually, in the end, the agency who are best placed to get to the bottom of the matter. So a lot of what we're seeing is that this behaviour is still being dealt with by the authorities, but it's not necessarily being dealt with by the police as a criminal justice matter. And that's the important point, because we know that if children do get arrested and charged, and, you know, it might even end up in court, then not only does that cost a lot of money, and it's perhaps an over-the-top reaction, but it can put real barriers to that child then living a crime-free life. Because if you are arrested, you have contact with the criminal justice system, that starts to come up in things like job interviews and employment history searches and criminal record checks, and when you're going for maybe higher education, that can actually throw up real obstacles to young people staying on the straight and narrow.